Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I hope everybody's having a great Monday. We've got a great show today. I'm doing it solo today, but we've got an interview, actually, that I taped going over to Woodlawn High School in Baton Rouge. There's a Woodlawn in Shreveport, but I went to Woodlawn in Baton Rouge and had a talk with Marcus Randall, the head football coach, former LSU football quarterback, former Glen Oaks quarterback. But we're going to be playing a bunch of cuts today from that interview. I think you're going to enjoy that a lot. Went over there, and they were actually working out for this summer. And I think just a different perspective, being able to hear me, you know, interview a coach at the school for this summer about his team and, you know, his background. And very interesting with Marcus Randall, great young coach. We also are going to talk about LSU baseball, Ole Miss baseball. Mississippi State plays today to try to go to the World Series. And we're going to talk about the LSU track team. They won the national championship, the men's outdoor national champions. I think that was a big deal. And then, you know, talk a little bit about some tidbits just to let people know about the MLB draft. There's a young man from Houghton, Louisiana, we're going to mention. He's got a chance to go in the first round from Houghton, Louisiana. We'll tell you his name. And also we're going to talk about some other tidbits I think that people would love to know. But we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to mention our sponsors before we get started. John Harvey Toyota. I want to take a minute to tell you a little bit about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport or Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Great people. Tommy Harvey, thanks. Appreciate your support. And also Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you need to take your car or truck in, that if you've gotten a wreck or if you have problems, you need to get a car painted or get it fixed, you want to call Medine's Collision Center. They've been open since the 1960s. Family-owned on Kincaid Avenue. That's 5275 Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983, locally in Baton Rouge, area code 225-357-7983. They'll take care of you, the Medine family, great people. Want to go ahead and get started with our show and just mention the Woodlawn interview first. We want to go ahead and do that with Marcus Randall. Went ahead and asked Marcus in our interview about his season coming up, asked Coach about his season, and this is what he had to say.
I think this year right here, I've been excited about it. I get to get back to a little normalcy. You know, last year we only got those five games in, so coming into this year, being able to work out kind of like normal, getting this summer and also this spring, being able to see the guys, see who we got coming back next year, fill a couple of those spots that we got from last year, and man, we ready to roll.
107 players, huh, man?
107 players right now.
Y'all and, running. I mean, wait, I'm here today.
That's not including all our freshmen that we're probably
That's not even freshmen.
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple of them here right now, normally when school starts, we normally get another influx of freshman kids that want to come out. So man, we definitely glad to have the program here at a real 5A level now, where we got all levels that's pretty much filled from freshman, JV, and varsity. So we at that stage now where we just kind of roll.
I also asked Coach Marcus Randall about Glen Oaks, his days at Glen Oaks as a quarterback. Back in the day, he was a quarterback at Glen Oaks High School.
I'm going to say back when I was there during the summers.
7-on-7 wasn't it?
7-on-7 wasn't a big thing. Even the drill for 7-on-7 down here wasn't that big. I don't remember doing a whole bunch of 7-on-7, even doing practice a whole bunch. But, you know, now that's the new thing. The game has changed to more of a spread, wide-open game. And remember, you're getting different guys out here right now, you know, speedsters guys, the route running, and they going to all these different trainers now. They're perfecting their craft. So that, you know, all of that had moved down here to the South. I think they've been doing that in a lot of other places for, you know, much longer than we've been doing it down here. I mean, you look at California, Texas, Florida. And that's why they was able to produce so many quarterbacks, and the stigma for so long was Louisiana couldn't.
Talking to Coach Marcus Randall, I asked him about the miracle throw against Kentucky 19 years ago. It never gets old. This is what Coach Randall had to say.
It keeps me young, actually. To say that it was almost, 19 years ago. Now, it don't even feel like, 19 years. I guess because I hear it every year and it stays fresh. I'm hearing, I get so many stories. That's the good thing about it. I get to hear so many people's stories that are where they were, when they were watching it, if they were at the game, how they may have walked out the stadium before.
I think I went and got a refreshment. I'll just say refreshment. I said, this thing is over.
Right, because it was an early game.
I won't watch it. I won't ever not watch the end of a game. And I came back and I went, I saw Devery catch that ball. What?
And I always say this, and Devery every time Anderson. Somebody asks me, man, we practice that play all the time. Every week on Thursday, we'll go through different situations at the end of the game, what may happen if we up a four-minute type drill, if we were down a two-minute drill, and then we got the shot plays at the end. So, man, we never worked in practice. I mean, Corey Webster and them guy Blue and Travis Dan, all them always knock it down.
I asked Coach Randall about Marcus Spears being famous now. I remember covering Marcus Spears when he played at Southern Lab High School in Baton Rouge. Now he's become a big star on ESPN. Doing a great job, SEC Network, and he's doing a phenomenal job. This is what Coach Randall, his comments.
Getting famous? Man, yeah. Spears been famous, look like. But no.
Every time you see him on TV, what do you think?
Well, Marcus, that was part of his goal, even when he was first going to the league. I mean, he basically knew that that's what he wanted to do after. He had already started positioning himself. He was always that kind of guy. I mean, Coach Saban always let him go up and speak. Because he always wanted to do those kind of things.
Yeah. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more with Coach Marcus Randall from Woodlawn High School in Baton Rouge, the interview I did with him. And I'm going to ask him some stuff. We'll be back. Some more great questions. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. Our guest today, actually it's a taped interview with Marcus Randall from Woodlawn High School, the head football coach here in Baton Rouge. Let's go and continue with his interview. Later in the show, we're going to talk about LSU baseball, and the LSU track team won the national championship. We've got some other tidbits to bring up, but I asked Marcus Randall about his days at Terra High School when he was coaching in the beginning as a young coach at Terra High School in Baton Rouge.
Back when I first started, I started at Terra, but, this was my official, I like to count this as my official first stop just because I was coming in.
Who was the head coach at Terra when you were there?
Ron LeJean.
Jace,
Ron LeJean. So, coming in, and I was basically still trying to figure it out then if I really wanted to do it. I was kind of leaning towards it. But then after I left there and then came here and got under Don Jones, and then I was like, I want to do.
I asked Coach Randall about his team being really talented this year, one of the best teams, I think, at Woodlawn in maybe 30, 35 years talent-wise. This is what Coach Randall had to say.
The team's going to be pretty stacked this year with Kyle Jones, Jalen Henry, Marcus Stewart, Amani Givens, Jordan Matthews. I'm getting old, man. Rashawn's son.
Yeah.
Tremont Douglas, Coach Douglas' son. Yeah. Ricky Collins, Roy Brackens, Cordell Richardson, a lot of guys coming up. Delmore, Jerron Lewis.
Yeah,
what do you think of this group? I mean, I don't want to jinx you because I know.
It's almost kind of it's a funny deal. It's a scary deal just because I know going into year three, it don't even feel like year three coming into year three. Yeah. But I mean, this would be probably my longest stint at a place other than when I was at Schuylerville for those 3 years when I was underneath my brother. So I mean, coming into year three and being able to see where we were in year one coming in. Like we mentioned earlier, now the numbers have grown. I mean, we've had 100 and some kids here, and we got, guys on all different levels. I think that the program is now going. So I'm getting to see a lot of those things that we want to see.
We're going to go ahead and take another break. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has 3 dealerships, which means 3 times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Continuing with our interview with Coach Marcus Randall from Woodlawn High School in Baton Rouge. I thought this piece would be very interesting. I think it would be great for coaches to hear this, and kids, and moms and dads. I think this is old school, and I think it's something you need. This is the offensive coordinator, Coach Douglas, motivating his offensive players about the hard work they have to do to keep their job for this fall.
You understand? So people up here are going to move down the bottom. People at the bottom are going to move down the top. If you like where you're at, you better work damn so hard to stay where you're at. If you don't like where you're at, you better work damn so hard to get where you want to be. This is really a dry erase. It's going to erase. Me, Coach Tyson, and Coach Dylan, this going to be changing every week, okay? You understand that? If your name not up here, let me know, and I'm going to write up there. I just want to let you know, this where you're at, but this ain't where you're going to finish at, some of y'all. All right? It's going to be on you if you want to be in that. This where it's at. This what's going on, okay? So if you want to get to that first spot, it's time to work. If you want to keep your spot, you better be a leader. Y'all got it? All right, go get that
weight. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Marcus Randall from Woodlawn High School. What a great guy. I appreciate him letting me come by. I brought magazines to his team from this past year. And there's 101 players. Incredible. We mentioned that in the interview. We're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about LSU baseball and also the track and field team of LSU's men's national champions, outdoor national champions. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. In this segment, we're going to talk about the LSU baseball team. Later, we're going to talk about LSU track and field. I've got some tidbits to throw out for people as well. But here's my opinion of the LSU baseball team and then the program where it's at right now. And obviously, Paul Maneri is retiring. That was his last game. I think LSU maximized their talent this year. I think the pressure at LSU to go to the Omaha every year is just, it is what it is. What Skip Bertman created. The pressure to go every year, which is not reality. I think the program should be in contention for Omaha every other year, maybe two or three years in a row, maybe not a year or two. Since you can't do it every year. But I look at it this way. You know, Ole Miss was supposed to have a great team this year with Bianco, the head coach, former LSU Tiger, by the way, catcher. But Ole Miss and LSU pretty much parallel. You know, Ole Miss lost one of their stud starters before the year really got going in Hoogland, and he was going to be a first-round pick. And then LSU lost Jaden Hill. Now, I know Jaden Hill wasn't tearing it up before he got hurt, but he still was throwing 97, 96, and was gonna settle in and become a great pitcher this year if he would have stayed healthy. It would have at least he would have been a great closer, right? And then Fontenot could have been a starter. Just gave you more arms, and it gave you a better opportunity to beat some of these teams, especially in the regionals. And considering Jaden Hill got hurt, considering this team did not have a true second baseman, this team did not have a third baseman. Doty's a great kid. You know, he hit some home runs this year, but he's not a third baseman. You know, you hit the ball on the ground hard to Doty, half the time it's not going to – he's just not a third baseman, not in this league. Second base, they couldn't run double plays a lot of times in key situations and had some errors. They didn't even have a true center fielder the whole year because of injuries to their I think – how you pronounce his name? Giacomo. Giacomo stayed hurt most of the year. Dugas not really, I think, a starter in this league as a left fielder. So, I mean, they maximized their ability this year. I didn't think they were going to win a regional, and they went to Oregon and beat Oregon, who's got a really good team. just watch Arizona this year and Stanford. You'll realize how good Oregon is. But, you know, Ole Miss and LSU, getting back to that, Ole Miss was supposed to go to Omaha if you talk to the fans in Oxford. But the arms caught up to them. They didn't have enough arms. They had a great starter, just like LSU had a great starter. But they didn't have enough pitching, and it wore us. The staff wore down, and Arizona took it to them. So did Tennessee with LSU. I mean, they maximized what they could do. I thought Bianco did the best coaching job of his career. And I think Maneri did one of the best in his career. Not having all the pieces. You know, in Ole Miss, again, they had some power hitters just like LSU. They had some weaknesses in their lineup just like LSU. And I'm curious to see if Mississippi State can overcome that today. Because Mississippi State has to beat Notre Dame to go to Omaha today. And if they don't, then the fans in Starksville are going to be upset. Now, State has some good arms. They just don't have a lot of great dominant arms. And they've got a lot of guys that just get after you in their lineup. They don't have a lot of great. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of Dylan Cruises in their lineup, but they've got three guys that can just flat out hit. And Notre Dame's got about nine players that can hit, and they've got some studs throwing the baseball. My sleeper teams in Omaha right now to win it all is Stanford and Arizona. I think those two teams are phenomenal. And Arizona's got Vanderbilt in the first game. Vandy drew the worst seed ever because Arizona can hit. And I know Notre Dame is not in yet, or Mississippi State, but it's going to be tough for either one of those teams to win the national championship with, I think, Stanford's team, and then Texas. Man, Texas looks really good. They've got three stud pitchers. They got two stud closers, and they can hit the ball. They've got great defense. You know, those are the three best teams probably right now. I think going into Omaha is Stanford, Arizona, and Texas. And we're also going to decide the final team to go in. Is it going to be Dallas Baptist or Virginia? I don't know if the SEC will win one this year. And I'm pulling for State to get in. I'm pulling for State to beat Notre Dame. State's, to me, one of the most gutsy teams in the country. They just flat out come to play every day. And Notre Dame, they ran into a wall with Notre Dame. They've just got a great team. It's going to be tough because State's not going to have their best arms pitching today. And Notre Dame has a wealth of talent. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the LSU track and field winning the national championship in men's outdoor in Oregon, the state of Oregon. We'll be right back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. This segment, we're going to talk about track and field. LSU's national champs. First time in over 20-something years, outdoor national champs for the men's program. You know, they've had some great track runners at LSU, some great track All-Americans. And just thinking of my memory, football players that have run track. Slip Watkins is the one that sticks out to me, and Eddie Kennison. And then Benny Brazil, one of the coaches currently. You know, Benny Brazil's from Houston, Texas, and ran track at Westbury High School in Houston, Texas. And Benny Brazil's been on the staff over 10 years now and has done a phenomenal job. He gets his first national championship. Coach Shaver gets his first national championship as the head coach. Squirrel, they call him Squirrel. It's Sean Burrell from Zachary High School. What an incredible track performer. I mean, I was always told by the Zachary coaches in football that Squirrel would be a phenomenal track participant in college. And one day he would definitely rule college track. And you know what? This guy has surpassed all reputation of what he was going to do in college. He is incredible. Sean Burrell's only a freshman, was a football player now. He gave up football his senior year to concentrate on track. Smart move, Sean. But they call him Squirrel, and he's only a freshman from Zachary High School. Here's a guy that's got, I don't know, he'll probably go pro in about a year or two. You know, I don't know if LSU will keep this guy for 3 years. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to keep him and hang on to him that long. But this track team's got a lot of juniors that are coming back. It's got a lot of talent coming back. If they add any good players, they're going to be the favorite again to win it in 2022. It's their sixth title. It's an incredible track team of several great performers. And they won six events, which is the most in many years in college track. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I've got some tidbits about baseball and football when we come back that are Louisiana-related. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. This segment, I want to just throw some tidbits out there. Kevontae Turpin, do you remember that name? He played at Neville High School. He was a running back. He was really a great athlete at Neville. Went to TCU. Got suspended his senior year, missed his senior year. But he's still at it. I watched him play the other night. He plays for the Indoor League, the Spring Indoor Pro Football League for the Sea Lions. That's right, the Sea Lions. Kevontae Turpin's doing a good job. He's trying to get back to get a shot in the NFL, maybe the Canadian League. But I just want to give people that update if they don't already know already. Kevontae Turpin from Neville is doing really good. He's still trying to make it work. He's getting a second chance. I also want to mention that the MLB draft's going to be coming up pretty soon for all college baseball players and high school baseball players. It's a smaller draft. It's not a big, I think it's a 7-round draft this year. But there's a kid from Louisiana, from Houghton, Louisiana, right outside of Shreveport in Bossier City. His name is Peyton Stovall. He's a quarterback at Houghton. He's got a chance to be a first-round pick in the MLB draft as a second baseman. Man, LSU missed on him. Didn't sign with LSU, but he was a heck of an athlete in high school. I saw that in football. But Peyton Stovall will probably go in the first round of the MLB draft right out of Houghton, Louisiana. Another tidbit I thought that people should realize, because I don't know, I don't think they talk about this a lot for the track world, but do y'all remember Bobby Humphrey that made All-American as a running back at Alabama? His son Marlon Humphrey's in the NFL right now as a DB. His daughter runs track for LSU. I don't know if people realize that. Bobby Humphrey, the All-American running back at Alabama's daughter, is a track performer on the LSU girls track team. Brittley Humphrey, she went to Hoover High School. She's a senior at LSU. She's a 3-time All-American in the 400 hurdles, the 4x400 relay team, and the 60 hurdles. Brittley Humphrey, I don't know if people realize that. I didn't until the other day. Just another tidbit for everybody out there. We want to congratulate the LSU Eunice baseball team for winning a national championship as one of the premier junior college baseball programs in the country. Congratulations to LSU Eunice. Again, congratulations to LSU and their track team, men's, outdoor. And also want to mention that Arkansas in baseball lost. This just goes to show you, I'm going to end the show talking about this. all the pressure from Mannary to get to Omaha and Ole Miss and several other teams that didn't make it, but Arkansas was the number one team in the country. And I'm telling you, this is the best Arkansas team I've ever seen. They went to Omaha, what, 2 years ago and came close to winning, but they had a couple of mistakes in the outfield that cost them. Arkansas goes down. They go down to North Carolina State. North Carolina State goes to Omaha. They beat Arkansas in Fayetteville, the number one team in America. Not going to Omaha. It just goes to show you how hard it is to get to Omaha, to play in the World Series. And now the pressure's going to be on their coach who's been there forever. I mean, he's put together great team after great team. He has trouble getting there, and he has trouble when he does get there to win it. It's like Coach Martin from Florida State. He made the Omaha over 20 times, never won a national championship. The pressure just gets enormous. I just hope somebody wins it besides Vanderbilt. I'm going to go ahead and pick Arizona to win it. That's my sleeper pick. Arizona is going to win the whole thing. Arizona Wildcats from the Pac-12. I think they're the best hitting team in the World Series. They can flat out hit the baseball. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We look forward to having many more shows this week. Everybody stay safe around Louisiana and Texas and wherever you're driving. Again, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.